Hello, everyone. Welcome to Lab Medicine's podcast series. My name is Kelly Swales, and I'm the web editor for Lab Medicine. Joining me today is Dr. Joshua Hayden and Juan Garcia. They're going to tell us a little bit about cultivating a good director-manager relationship and how to use that relationship to more effectively lead the laboratory.
So I'm Joshua Hayden. I'm a current assistant director at Weill Cornell New York Presbyterian Hospital.
And I'm Juan Garcia, and the manager for laboratory services at Weill Cornell, NYP Weill Cornell in New Jersey.
And so both Juan and I have been on the job for almost a year and a half now. When we started, Juan started June of 2014, I started July of 2014, and then shortly after I started, a new vice chair for lab medicine, Jacob Rand, started, and then a new assistant director, John Mizio, started, and then our longtime director left, and so we decided that the best thing to do as new leaders was to have a complete and total turnover of lab leadership for the lab, and to confuse them even further by having us all be J names. So nobody knew what was happening. And when I started this position, I was fresh out of training, and I learned very quickly that most of the big mistakes I was making and going to make were really on the lab management side. How did I navigate interactions with my teammates? How did I deal with the missteps I made? And I was very fortunate to have Juan as a resource while I was navigating that, because Juan has some tremendous experience to offer in those areas.
No, thank you, Josh. No, I think that one of the things that helped us a lot was to have a brand new team. You can see things in the negative way, but we all see having everybody new and the entire leadership of the laboratory being new as a very good positive thing, because it helps us to start fresh and just to create those ideas and start making the change that we want to do, because we had pretty much a big, huge responsibility, having the big, huge operation of the lab. And we have probably around 200 employees, and human resources and the personnel part was a big, huge challenge for all of us. But I think that working as a team makes us very strong. And one of the key success that we had, it was just having this good relationship between the directors and the manager, because employees see that and see that as a structure, see that as the base. And I think that it was a big, huge success that we had at the beginning. So I think that a teamwork was what the key factor on this transition.
Yeah, and I think Juan's mentioning something which came up when we presented at the ASCP annual meeting recently. Somebody had asked about how we sort of develop the manager-director relationship. And I have to tell you, I've spoken with a number of my colleagues who have been out of training relatively recently, some who have been out on the job for a long time. And it's interesting to hear how folks navigate that particular relationship, because a good manager-director relationship can allow both parties to succeed. And if you have some more adversarial interactions, it can really hinder both of you. And so I think early on, we were fortunate to really try to sit down and see things from each other's perspective. I certainly came into the lab with some strong ideas, but I knew that I needed to temper that with some very practical discussions with Juan. So just because, you know, I had trained at a place that did a certain test, let's say a fourth-generation HIV test, for instance, and just because I, as a director, wanted to see that test brought online, I needed to have those conversations with Juan, my manager, in terms of where we were at operationally. What are our resources look like? What are the human resources look like in particular? Where are we with contracts? What is the price we can get? What is the value of it relative to the expense? And I think that's one thing which has really helped us, and I've seen Juan do it too, where Juan tries to understand my motivations. Juan's very aware of the things that we as the directorship would like to do, and he tries to facilitate that. And that's something which I would tell anybody can be really helpful in developing your manager-director relationship, is trying to see things from the other person's point of view. How do they get evaluated at the end of the year, and what can you do in your position to help them with that evaluation?
Yeah, that's something very important. And I will add something that besides that relationship that you have, and it's very interesting that you mentioned about the ASAP conference, because I remember the question of one of the person, the people that were attending the conference, and it was like, how develop that relationship? And I remember saying that, you know, it's better to work with someone that you have a good relationship, that you consider your friend, because that's going to create more commitment. It's going to create and improve that relationship. And I'm very happy to say that I'm working with my friends, and that's how I see them. And that's what creates this dynamic, and it's much, much better. But in addition to that, I think that involving the personnel, involving the people in the laboratory, they feel important. They feel engaged. They feel that we have a common goal, and we go to them to ask questions, to request feedback, and we are taking that feedback in consideration. So I think that those two elements of having that relationship and having that working as a team and showing that to the employees, and at the same time involving them, is a very good recipe for success, and try to make the plans or any initiative that you have in the lab forward. So I think that involving employees is good. And we always maintain a constant communication. We have meetings on a weekly basis. In addition to that, we have kind of huddles between the directors and the manager, try to discuss any simple initiative. So the flow of communication is important. And what it makes that flow of communication easy is the relation that you are establishing since the beginning and creating that cohesiveness in the team.
Absolutely. Having that collaboration as a team. And now, you know, I mean, that's not to say the team always works perfectly. We had plenty of questions at ASCP, and Juan and I have talked a lot about this, particularly when we first started dealing with members of your team. You know, how do you deal with some of those difficult, challenging employees? While we don't always have the answers, you know, one thing which I've really been seeing is some of the early efforts in the beginning to communicate with the team, work with the team, and set clear, reasonable expectations has really been helping, as I've seen some of our employees really soak in the mentorship they've been given to help them develop, to meet what I would say are, you know, some newer job expectations, and they've really just done a fantastic job. And I think that's one of the nice things about setting the expectations and offering the mentorship like Juan has done. But then we've also had the employees, and some folks ask us about this, about, you know, the employees who just are continually not necessarily developing the way you would hope or developing the way you need, and how do you deal with that? And, you know, Juan had a great point in the talk when he said, you know, I've never let an employee go. They let themselves go. You know, it's about creating a culture where folks are working towards something, and those employees who aren't doing that will start to feel like maybe that's not the right place for them.
Yeah, we touch a good point on doing the presentation that was about accountability, and it's what Josh is saying. You know, but we're doing the research, just trying to put the presentation together and some of the facts and putting all these articles that we were reading, you know, to have some material for the presentation. It was from statistics out there that is, it says that 50% of the employees, they rate their bosses, you know, very poor, making employees accountable. So that's a very shocking statistics on that. And accountability is something that we have putting in place and practicing and doing it. So it's a very important topic, an important way to make employees accountable, and have the discussion involving them and showing them what is important to do or to pursue this initiative that we have been putting in the lab. So that's a very good point. Communication, I remember that it was another important thing that we were discussing. And we always try to have that. It needs to be at the top level and the bottom level and showing the same thing. One thing that we are very happy to say is if any employee goes and discusses any issue with the director or with the manager, both of them, they are on the same page. And that sends an important message to the staff, especially in the laboratory. So people in the laboratory notice that the director and the manager, they are aligned. They are sharing the same concept, and they are very, they have and maintain that communication. So that's, I think that that's an important point for the employees as well.
You know, I mean, definitely these issues of communication and dealing with difficult employees are questions that came up a lot, and I think Juan and I are both hoping that we'll have the chance to give a similar talk again at the next ASCP annual meeting, and we intend to include more details about that. So maybe we should end this podcast there, just kind of giving a little foreshadowing of what we hope to be able to talk about at 2016 ASCP.
Yeah, definitely looking forward for that. And I just want to add something else, that every single thing of the items that we discussed and we were talking, they were based on real experiences and some of the difficulties that we had. And one of the things that Josh and I would perceive during the presentation was a lot of people were related to those situations, and that was what created the engagement from the audience. So I was very happy to see that, and we are hoping to do the same thing on 2016, as Josh said.
Well, thank you both so much for taking the time to talk with our listeners today. I think you guys gave us some great information, and we're looking forward to hearing more from you.
All right, well, thank you for the opportunity. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Kelly. Thank you very much.